This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is a wonderful day to be here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. One of my absolute favorite guests, he's on hold now. We'll get to him. America's pastor, Nicholas Wright, is going to join us shortly. Later in the broadcast, Joel Salatin. He's known as the Lunatic Farmer. Kind of a funny name, but I think appropriate. Just that's how passionate he is about farming. He's got his own farm in Virginia. He services a lot of people there. What he's doing there, he's going to talk about the trend. He believes the coming revolution away from factory farming, what you can do where you are for farming, how you can find quality food, all these things are very important questions. We're very happy to have him. He'll be joining us in about an hour. But now he's the associate pastor over there at, or executive pastor, I should say, lead pastor at the Covenant Love Christian Center outside of Dallas. You know he's one of our favorites. It's an honor. He's so important. It's so important what he does, what his congregation is doing, this push away from slavery to something else, to freedom in God. It is beautiful to watch. He's an absolute inspiration. Pastor Nicholas Wright, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, my brother. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. How's everybody doing over there? Was it 2 or 3 months ago we were visiting person to person. Is everything okay?
We're doing well. We have our challenges, but we are pushing forward.
Well, very good. I know your lovely wife, she takes good care of you, and you, her, and your daughter. Just what a family, what a congregation you have down there. Tell people briefly how they can watch you. They can actually watch you from Facebook. They can watch your sermons on Sunday. Is that correct?
Right, and that's the best way to be able to do that. And then, of course, they're archived there as well, so they can come and get on live, or they can go back to our Facebook page and watch some of the archives, which I'd encourage them to do. We're talking about some very, very important issues.
Yeah,
MyCLCC.com. Or then go to CLCC Facebook Live.
Very good. I encourage everyone to check them out. It's a very unique mess. I mean, from 1770 to now, especially the past 50 years, we haven't had a lot of preachers that are talking about these kind of issues. And we have one here. And it's just an absolute, I'm just blown away by his boldness and what he's willing to bring to the people and his perspective on the word and how they mirror together. So just fantastic. Check that out. MyCLCC.com is his website. Last week we had Thomas on. I don't know if you heard Thomas, but Thomas is an older man who is touched by the vaccine question, and he feels just moved to get flyers and pass them out to people and expose people, maybe another perspective they haven't heard, to do something, a grassroots movement. Let's talk about grassroots power from your perspective and what you see.
I enjoyed listening to him. And I got kind of tickled because that's one of the things that I have done really all my Christian life. I would pass out cassettes when they were in vogue. I do CDs now. I have printed material, invitations to the church, Bill of Rights. I mean, whatever is important, I feel like on this level that I'm walking, I don't have to be behind the pulpit preaching to people. But I can be out on the streets, going into stores, gas stations, whatever, and putting things in people's hands and challenging them to learn, what they need to, whether it's about the Lord or things going on the land. And to me, that is the best way for us to be able to make contact with people. There are people that have big voices over the airwaves, and that's wonderful. Everybody plays their part. But when we can get involved with people on an individual and a personal basis, I think it will be something that will make a difference in helping to, foster truth and promote change in areas.
No question. No question. You know, if everybody who was listening to my voice today or replay or, you know, podcast later, everybody who was listening would take one of our fact sheets about vaccines, about the government, about any, you know, pick anything or any other thing. What's more powerful? If you took everybody listening, took one sheet and handed it to somebody, say, here, check this out, just simple, or me speaking. Well, it's you. You're much more powerful in that connection. Let me ask you, Pastor, about your experiences doing this. What have been the responses as you have given some of this material out?
I had there's a lot of things that have happened. I had one experience last week, and this actually happened to be involving church. I carry around some invitations that we printed out to invite people to church. And I keep them. I encourage our congregation to take some and give them out. But anyway, I went into a store one evening, and I was speaking with a lady in the health food area that I talked to from time to time. And a gentleman came up wanting some information on health issues. So the lady that worked there, he asked a question, and she actually pointed him to me. She said, well, he can help you with this. So anyway, I talked with him for a little bit, and I gave him one of these sheets inviting him to church. And so he told me a little bit about his personal trainer. And his personal trainer actually goes to our church. So it was, you know, and the point that comes out of that to me that is important is that, you know, if we take the time to deal with people individually, we'll never know. If we don't do it, we'll never know what nerve we could have hit or something that could have come through us to bear witness to somebody else to let them know something they've been thinking about or someone else that they know. There's a connection that can be made if we'll get out and do that. So anyway, he told me that this guy that is his personal trainer invited him to church, and he said, you know, I knew there was a reason that I came in here tonight. So anyway, that was the most recent experience. A couple of others that have gone out, I have given Bill of Rights to some young people who are cashiers in stores and challenged them to look at some things and read some things. And a couple that I've run into were looking at some things in their school books, and there were things that they did not know about Bill of Rights, the Constitution, some of the things that are going on the land. And so I give them CDs, printed material, and they've been able to see things from a perspective that they, you know, weren't catching in school.
Let me, you know, people who listen, sometimes they don't want to confront people. They don't want to be rejected. They don't want, you know, a lot of different reasons. It's been my experience, the people I've talked to, and really my own personal experience also. If I'm actively seeking opportunities, or I really want opportunities to tell people things, then my life will just create those opportunities. If I'm hesitant and afraid, then I won't find them. That's been my experience.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, you know, and I'm up in front of people talking quite a bit, but I will tell you, and this is for the sake of anybody listening, when I go out in the street, you know, I have feelings like anybody else. I don't want to be rejected. And, of course, that can be a challenge to anyone who's going out, and you come up to someone and you want to give them something. You don't know how they're going to respond. And so that can be, you know, a hindrance, but a person just has to get over that. And when I was growing up, I was one of the most bashful people around, and you couldn't get me to talk to anybody. I would not talk. I would miss school to keep from having to give an oral report. That's how frigid I was when it came to standing up in front of people and talking. So I know that that can be overcome. And if a person is in the transition of coming out of that, then they just take something that is printed, maybe, or, you know, something is audio, visual, CD, DVD, leave it in a cart, put it in a pocket of some clothing, leave it somewhere where someone can find it. Until you start getting over, being apprehensive about speaking to people face to face, just take something. If you need to take that article or that object, use it as, you know, something to bridge the gap.
Just
say, I have something important I'd like you to read or to look at. And here it is. God bless you. Bye.
Simple. No rejection.
Yeah, really,
I mean, all they can do is wad it up and throw it in the trash. What's the worst that can happen, right?
Exactly.
I guess they could throw it at you. They can wad it up and throw it at you. But that's not too bad.
But, you know, Daniel, I found out, too, that, you know, as time has gone on, it is spurned conversation with people. And you start developing relationships with people when that goes on. And as we develop relationships, then people are more apt to open up to us and what we have to say. And I believe there's a phrase that has been in the church for God knows how long, but it's each one reach one. And if every person or every individual would make up their mind that they're going to take something that they know is truth and they're going to place it in the hands of someone else, it wouldn't take long for us to canvass this nation with the knowledge that we need to canvass it with. It's real simple.
We got about a minute and a half, maybe a little more before the first break. I've noticed from my experience that, especially compared to today, to 5 years ago, I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm on this radio broadcast or what. I don't know, but it seems like the last few years, even the last 2 years since Trump, 3 years or so, that people, they're much more open to having quote-unquote alternative conversations, that what we believe or have believed are alternative conversations. They're not alternative anymore. Would you agree with that?
I do. I do agree with it. And for me personally, I mean, it didn't matter to me who was in office, but I have noticed that the response of people is different because they're a lot of them willing to talk about things that they wouldn't touch before. Because, and I think because they're afraid and they didn't want to be, you know, politically incorrect, so to speak.
What is the subject, you know, talking in your church, talking to the people on the street, so to speak? Is there a topic that's more charged than others that gets more of a reaction, maybe negative, maybe positive? I don't know. Either way, just that's more emotionally charged.
I'm not sure. I know this, that I get both positives and negatives when I go out to talk to people about the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as things going on in the nation. So I don't know. I've experienced it both ways with both of those things, and that's mainly, you know, what I'm going out for. And also, health issues, because I will share different things that have to do with health as well. I found out that people are very interested in their health. You know, I hear the music coming. Maybe we'll finish that
after the
break.
Absolutely. Well, that was a good out there, Pastor. You're good at this. You've done this before. We'll talk more on the other side with Pastor Nicholas Wright, America's pastor. Here he is, right here. This is him, right here. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, MyCLCC.com is Pastor's website. Be right back.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That you're becoming more popular with the audience, I hope for the world also. I mean, everybody, you should be. Is your stance on sovereignty, America, what it means, those kind of things, the spiritual connection to America's past and freedom, what have you. We got a question from one of the listeners. I'll pose that now, and then we'll go from there. But they want to know about H.R. 5. And H.R. 5, I believe, is the bill where basically it pushes LGBT curriculum, not only on schools, but it pushes it more or less on church, 501c3 churches, those kind of things. It's pushing it into society. It's setting it up for, you know, maybe not the enforcement is totally there, but on churches, but it certainly opens the door for the future to churches being forced to teach this, address this, or be subject to it. What's your thoughts on H.R. 5?
Well, I'll put it this way. Churches and ministries need to consider coming out of that 501c3 status. Here's how I look at it, Daniel. I'm called of God as a minister. And my number one objective as well as responsibility is to tell people what the Word of God says. And I don't have anything against people, but the scripture teaches me that my first obedience is to God. And if I'm challenged to obey men rather than God, my choice is to obey God rather than men. And when the scripture teaches something, I need to stay with what the scripture teaches, because that's my call and that's my responsibility. And it also is my obligation to the people to give them the truth of what God is saying.
Do you see, you know, the pastors you talk to, the friends you have, what have you, your own congregation, do you see a line in the sand moment coming, sort of a conflict between the churches and the state on issues just like this?
I do. It's been there for a while, but I think it's really going to come to where people are going to have to make a decision. And, you know, like I said, if you're called of God, you're a minister of the gospel, your number one priority, objective, motivation, whatever word you want to use, is to obey God and bring to people the truth of what God's word says. Now, if that conflicts with quote unquote government, well, then, you know, you got to make a choice. Is your calling on your life from God? Are you convicted of that? Are you dedicated to that? Or are you afraid of the forces? I was, in the book of Acts, there, chapter 3 and chapter 4, chapter 5, you know, Peter and John dealt with those issues, and they were told by the authorities not to teach or to preach in the name of Jesus. And their answer was, we ought to obey God rather than men. So you choose, I mean, you choose what you think about it, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to obey God as opposed to man. And they didn't have any hatred for them, but, you know, it's just like God has said what we're to do, and we're going to obey him first.
What is the deal with Romans 13, this interpretation like we're supposed to, churches or men of God are supposed to bow down to government? Because all I see in the Bible, pretty much from the beginning, pretty much to the end, almost a complete history of conflict between government and men of God. But they act like there isn't. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't figure. And I know where my commitment is. I don't know how. And this is for me, from my eyes, I don't see how anyone who is a true minister of God is going to obey a governmental authority or whatever authority before they obey God. That's just me. I don't get it. And that's the position that I look at. To me, this is a very high calling. And my mandate comes from God to do and to say certain things. And that's just the way it is. There's no middle ground. There's no compromising where that's concerned. If the Bible teaches it and is clear on it, then that's what I need to stand with no matter what anybody else says. And I think people, men and women of God, have to be willing, first of all, to, if they have to in a certain situation, to like stand alone if necessary. They're never alone because God is with them. But I mean, if there were no other people that were going to agree or stand with you on, based on what God has said, if you had to stand by yourself, you need to be willing to do that because you're standing for God and that is your call. And then that really is what should end up being the conviction of every Christian or believer. But it's got to start at the top.
There's the music, a short segment here, long segment coming up on the other side. We'll continue this discussion. We'll get into deeper sovereignty. What does that mean politically and spiritually? And, of course, the beginning of America's foundation. MyCLCC.com is pastor's website, his congregation. You know ours, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. A big news story out of Mississippi, by the way.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says the Russia investigation ended exactly the way it should have.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
The president's comments as he welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. Federal prosecutors in New York are announcing charges against attorney Michael Avenatti for threatening to extort millions from Nike.
The charges are based on Avenatti's scheme to extract more than $20 million in payments by threatening to use his ability to garner publicity to inflict financial and reputational harm.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Bierman says Avenatti's actions were nothing more than an old-fashioned shakedown.
Avenatti repeatedly pressured the company to agree to pay or risk having Avenatti hold a press conference that he claimed would dramatically drive down the stock price.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If the state of farming in America means anything to you, stick around. In about a half hour, Joel Salatin, the lunatic farmer, he's affectionately known as, you're going to want to hear his story, and you'll get a lot of advice from him, so, and a lot of points. Be sure to stick around for that. ThePowerMall.com, that's our site. That's how we're funded. Thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, your prayers, what have you. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen. You know the environment, Amazon, everything. You know our situation with transitioning the warehouse. We're in the middle of that. We're doing that. We want to be able to serve you better. We want to be able to bring better products and just all around more efficient. So we feel we have to do that. Thank you for being with us. When Joyce, that whole transition, taking over the show, it was just a nightmare what happened with the Power Mall there and the things involved. So thank you so much for your patience. Now, with that, On the Power Mall this week, we have sales on everything. The whole site except drops of items. So you can give Jay a call. Please consider buying something from us. If not, then consider donate. Consider a donation. Anything. Any amount. We'd appreciate it. We're funded by you. The wind beneath our wings is your energy. And this is your show. So you put the energy in and you put back to us, or we won't be here. It's that simple. And you've been so gracious and so kind, and thank you so much for your consideration. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Pastor Wright, this idea of America's beginning, the Declaration of Independence, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. We're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. It's a revolutionary thought. It seems basic now to some people, but for the time, it was unbelievable what the American government established about 240 or so years ago. What's your perspective as a pastor? You've taken a real interest in this. One, what does it mean to you, those things I just say, as a pastor? And two, what does your congregation think as you discuss these things?
Well, they're important because for me, I have been looking at how they relate to the scriptures. And, you know, I always go back to a particular point in my life when I heard you and Kelby Smith on the Power Hour, and you were talking about jurisdiction. And that, when you all were talking about that, as far as the land was concerned, it just caused everything in me to go off because I have some understanding of that spiritually. And when I saw that in relation to what's going on the land, it just, for me, it brought everything together and made it so clear that what we have going on in America from its inception, it mirrors what went on in the Garden of Eden, and it mirrors what's going on what's going on in the spiritual realm. It is
how
exactly
so? How so? Elaborate on that. I think that's real important.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, when in the Garden of Eden, God gave man authority, dominion. He gave him sovereignty. We didn't say, not saying that he was Almighty God, but he gave him the unconditional, undisputed right to rule and have authority in the earth. And he only put one restriction on him, and that was just, you know, in obedience to me, don't eat of one tree. Everything else is yours. You're free to enjoy everything, to pursue everything that is good. You are free. Nobody can stop you from that. And then, you know, of course, after he fell, God brought in the law of Moses, which to me, I'm outside of the sacrifices that were talked about there, there was the two major things there was a man's relationship to God and his relationship to one another. And there were certain things in those principles that God gave to Moses that had to do with man's relationship to God. And then how we were to treat one another. We were to be free to pursue life, liberty, happiness, everything is good. But we weren't to overstep the boundaries of other people's lives and abuse them or their things or their belongings. It's real simple. And when this nation was established, from what I see, it was exactly the same thing. And the only thing that really wasn't different, but what there was government that was given, so to speak, but it was supposed to be for the protection of the rights, the God-given rights of the people. Government was never, and even in the law of Moses, it was that way. It wasn't to rule over the people and to overstep their freedoms and to bring them into bondage, but they were to be there in both of those instances. Government was there, leaders were there, judges were there to make sure that justice was done. They were to be representatives of what was right. So if there ever was any conflict, then there was someone there that could exercise just judgment and make sure that what was right was carried out.
How is that message being received to your congregation? Because it's very unusual for a pastor to be so open with these ideas.
It is being received very well now. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit before. I believe we're in a time right now that there has to be full disclosure. And I believe that that's what's going on right now. And so there are things, and yesterday I shared, you know, with our church, I said there are things that we have, our minds have been taken away from, and we have to go back in history and find out what was there so that our thinking can come up to par with what it's supposed to be. And the issue we did talk about a good deal was sovereignty and what it means. And how it is that, you know, sovereignty actually is the full right and power to govern oneself without interference from outside forces. And that's what God gave man. And that sovereignty is what kings and rulers and government over the history, period of history, have usurped from the people. And the reason that that happens is when men don't know that God gave them that right, or they won't accept the responsibility. And that's what ends up leading to slavery. Because if you don't know that you have a right to govern your own life, and you don't want that, you'd rather somebody else do it for you, well, there's going to be somebody else that will step up to the plate and do it for you, but it's not going to be very good. So, you know, it's received, and it's taken a while with a lot of us, you know, to plow through, you know, just break up the fallow ground and make it ready for new seed. But the message is getting across.
Why has it been, you say break up fallow ground, you know, new ground or unused ground or whatever, why is the minds of America, specifically Christians, why is it so foreign, this idea and this concept?
We have been brain dirtied. I don't want to call it brainwashed, but brain dirty. We haven't had...
Brain dirtied.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had the kind of truth taught and preached that the Bible teaches, because I mean, I don't see any issue with this. In the scriptures, we are taught that, and even in the New Testament, we are told that we've been raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places with Christ. The Bible calls Jesus Christ the King of Kings and calls him the Lord of Lords. And so we rule and reign with him. That's the way it was meant to be. And so the reason we have these challenges, for one, as preachers, we haven't either been bold enough to declare these things from a spiritual perspective, or we haven't known them. And the same thing has to do with, it's the same thing on the natural level where this nation is concerned. There are things that have been hidden and just covered up, and not many men up to this point have taken the time to dig it out and to see what the original intent and purpose was for our nation. And so if you don't know, you can't relate that to other people. And if you do know, then you can't be afraid to share these things.
We had, I think it was Jerry Newcomb. I like Jerry a lot. I mean, please don't get the wrong impression, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really glad to have him on. But we were talking about the Bible, talking about the Declaration of Independence. And I pushed the notion to him that at least the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Government's only purpose is to defend these rights. I mean, to me, you could take that paragraph, fold it up, put it just about anywhere in your Bible, and it would fit. And it's at least as important as, you know, probably 80-90% of the Bible. That's what I think. It's akin to Scripture. He was resistant kind of to that idea. Am I wrong here, or I'm not trying to make you take sides, but how important is this statement? How important is this moment?
Well, Daniel, here is why I look at it like this, because I was listening to you guys back and forth too. I look at the fact that what we have been given and what that declaration states, I look at it and I compare it to what I find in the scriptures, and it doesn't contradict the scriptures. So if it doesn't contradict the scriptures, it's true.
Well, to me, it accentuates, it almost fits right in. It like takes it further, you know, or illuminates it further to me. It's very powerful, extremely powerful.
Yeah. Well, let me say that after the break.
Yes, okay. After the break, more with Pastor Wright. You can hurry up and get a question in if you'd like, email, phone, whatever. Ginny, thank you for the question earlier. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm absolutely convicted about this idea, and I keep pushing it to people, to guests, and I'm just amazed that I even get reactions from it. It's not, I'm not trying to degrade the Bible by putting the Declaration of Independence in there. I'm trying to elevate the Declaration of Independence. I mean, the law of Moses is in the Bible. The Declaration of Independence, all I'm really saying is the Declaration of Independence is just as important. It belongs here. It fits in. It's political scripture for us. It is so massively important. It may be the most important document written, period, since the New Testament. Since. Maybe. That's how big and important this is. You wanted to comment on this, Pastor. Last thought on that is yours.
Yeah, I was, I kind of liken it to, well, let me put it this way first. I think that is a challenge to some people's ears, because in their hearing, they're thinking, okay, someone is adding to or taking away from the Word of God. And I kind of liken it in some ways to someone ministering the Word of God or preaching a sermon. If I take what God is saying and I take life situations and circumstances and I pull it into what the scriptures have to say and I relate that to people, as long as I am telling them and relating their life situations to the Word of God, I'm not violating that principle of adding to or taking away from it. And if I see in the Declaration of Independence everything in there that is a matter of fact, if I can see that so much of that came out of the Word of God,
absolutely,
if I can see that and understand that, then I should not have a problem with someone telling me how important that document is. I'm not taking away or adding from the Word of God. As long as that document is saying and is supportive of the scriptures, there's no issue.
Let's transition just a little bit. We're seeing, I'm asking you about line in the sand. We're seeing conflicts, and I don't mean violent conflicts. There are some violent conflicts in France and different places, but ideological conflicts, we're seeing them more and more. One of the biggest subjects for years now has been abortions. And the tide has turned, and this idea of conviction and how people's minds start to change, America's becoming, America's not all gung-ho on abortions like they used to be. And it's slowly changing. And a very good story came out of Mississippi where the governor just signed into law in Mississippi now, if there's a heartbeat that can be detected, there's no abortion. Your thoughts on this?
Here's what I would start with, because I believe that people need to understand some things that if they go past what we're dealing with abortion right now, you just go back to the scriptures. And look at, and I would challenge people to do this, just start reading your Bible, read through it, if you want to read randomly, or just start reading from Genesis and read right on through the Old Testament. There's some very interesting things that we will find about how nations that did not know God dealt with their babies, their children, and their young. Many of them offered them up as sacrifices to these idol gods. And it even came to the point where when Israel decided that they wanted to be like the nations, they offered up their children to idol gods. So we need to see, you know, beyond just, and I'd have to struggle for words to put this right. It goes beyond just trying to figure out some kind of legal thing as to whether or not a baby should be aborted or not. We need to go to the root of the issue. Now, I know that there are a whole lot of other issues that can be involved with an abortion where, you know, maybe someone was raped. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people wanting to just kill a baby because they don't want it or because it's part of offering that fetus up as some kind of sacrifice. That kind of stuff needs to be stopped. And so for someone to make a proclamation that, and life does begin at conception. And so for someone to say that and to support that, God is all with that, totally with that.
It is refreshing to hear a preacher take a stand on this issue because so many are not. And we're seeing what's going on in New York. You know, I just can't get that image of that. Gosh, that governor, I mean, looked like he had a smile like a demon on his face when he was signing that. I mean, what is wrong with these people?
It's a spiritual war, Daniel. It's a spiritual war. It's not just in the natural. And this is what people have to understand. If you have people in places of authority that are not supportive of the Word of God, or if they're Luciferian, and I'm not saying that one, you know, any particular ruler or governor or whatever is, I'm just saying this is what people need to keep in mind. If they happen to be that, then they're not going to have a problem with killing babies like that and then taking those fetuses and doing whatever.
Last question I have for you. It's always a pleasure. We're going to have you on again soon. I've gotten emails about this in the past, and every so often I get them again. I talk about the divinity within inside man, and people, I get emails like I'm off the moon, I'm some new ager, I'm some trying to, to me, dominion, divinity, a crown of glory, whatever you want to call it, has been placed on man. That's what separates us from beasts. That's what allows us the position that we have for government. That's why the Declaration of Independence is so amazing. That's why the Bill of Rights, because it holds that standing. To me, that's my position. Mm-hmm. Divinity of God is inside mankind. That is my position. I get a little ridiculed for that. How would you address that?
Man is the pinnacle of God's creation. And he was made in the image and the likeness of God. He fell from that. Jesus came to restore that. And now the Bible still teaches what it did in the beginning. Paul teaches it. Peter teaches it. John preaches it, teaches it in the scriptures, that men, and especially when they come into Christ, because this is the only way you're really going to realize it and walk in it like you're supposed to. But we become partakers of the divine nature. That's what the scripture teaches us. These men of God in that New Testament taught these things. We become partakers of the divine nature. Now, if that is not partaking of the life and nature of God, then God's got a problem, because he lied to us in the scriptures. Mm. John said, as he is, so are we in this world. So, you know, we just got to step it up. We got to, either the Bible is telling us the truth or it's not. And when it is saying these things to us, then we got to step up to the plate and receive what God says. Forget about religious traditions. Forget about what men that did not know and understand these things are trying to tell you. Get back to the Word of God, because it's all throughout the scriptures. The Bible tells us that man was made in the image and the likeness of God, that God made man for God's glory. He made man to share his glory with him. If you catch that and you hear that and then you start reading the scriptures, you'll find out. Man is the pinnacle of God's creation, and God made him to share his nature with him.
I'm getting inspired just listening to you. Once you hear that, it changes your perspective on the world, and it certainly should change your perspective on government and what they did. You know, now everything must be filtered through that lens, and so I don't care if it's a police officer, a government, a president, an emperor. No matter what they tell you, it has to be filtered through that lens now. And that's what happened in America 240 years ago. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle what happened. God helped those people establish it. About 10 seconds, preacher. Last thought is yours.
Just what you said, I'm going to piggyback on it. We need to get back to what those scriptures are saying, and we need to get back to what was the foundation of this nation, because they're telling us the same thing.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you, Pat.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.